line is open, by the way, if you have a question or a comment, as we always like to do, star 6 on your phone line for the next 11 minutes till we hit the top of the hour. We'll get you in the queue.
Hi, Ben. This is
Molly.
Where is the site on your demo, product demo? I remember you said on YouTube, but how do you find that?
As far as product stories or testimonies on YouTube?
Yeah, and I, in particular, product demo.
Oh, product demo. Okay, well, let me do it right now, and I can tell you the easiest way that I always find it. If you go into YouTube and you type the, computer will be fast for me. You type, are you excited? And it'll automatically default to, are you space excited? Either way, you're going to see it. But the letters R, the letter U, space, the word excited. And then you're going to see story after story, Dick and Nancy Walker, Dave and Mona Wright, Dr. Robert, I think it's Kitzer, Dutch and Ruth Van Creeken, Pat Terry. I mean, you see all these stories. If you click on any one of those, then you're going to see a whole bunch more stories pop up on the right. And if you scroll down through those, here's one for making crushed salsa. That's really not apropos to what we're talking about. But if you start clicking on some of these others, you're going to find ones that say, oh my goodness, where's the one I'm looking for? Magnetic test or balance test or, you know, a variety of different things like that. Let me just click, I'll go down and click on Kay Logan, which is second from the bottom, or at least that's what I'm seeing here. Does that bring me up? Yeah, stability test with Nikon MagStep is, you can even type in, MagStep demonstration or, and see what comes up there. But I'm looking at one, and then once you click on that one, you see a bunch more. I see one of myself and, Steve Johnson, Nikon strength test, August 2011. There's a boatload of them there. You're just gonna have to keep clicking around. How to muscle test yourself, magnetic insoles, there's a bunch here. How to muscle test by another gentleman. I don't think this is a Nikon person. Anyhow, they're all there. You type in a variety of different things on YouTube, and you'll see a variety of different ways to pull this off.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Molly.
Ben?
Yes.
This is Winona.
Good morning, Winona. I was just thinking about you yesterday, Winona. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good, thank you. Loving the shake. And I have a question that someone that I was talking about it to. She was questioning one of the ingredients because she is very sensitive to anything that is, an excitotoxin, and she was questioning why is there guar gum in there, because she was telling me that that's an excitotoxin.
Okay. This is a little bit more technical and complex than my my nutritional knowledge allows, but that's a good, really, really good question. You know, I'm thinking, Winona, if you emailed or if you had her email that to me, I can pass that on to Roger Drummer and to Dave Balzer, because the response that we usually get from the customer service people in Nikon at the feedback or, you know, in that department, they're not as specific or they're not as detailed with the reasons why that was included in there.
Okay.
So that, if you emailed it to me or she emailed it to me with the specifics of why, because I honestly don't know. why it's in there, or what's, you know.
It's a very common ingredient in, that you see it in, all kinds of things, like what's sort of like the carrageenan gum. But she claims that both of those are excitotoxins. It's the only thing on there that's not a food.
Yeah.
And the ingredients are fantastic, and we're loving it, and we're doing it first thing every day, and I personally have lost those last 10 to 15 pounds. I used to go back and forth for years, and I'm down to a weight that I have been looking to get back to for many, many years. And all I've done basically is do the basic change has been this shake and I'm also using a lot of coconut oil.
Okay.
2 tablespoons a day for each one of us, because that's so good for the brain.
Right.
And those are the only two basic changes that we've made, and I'm loving it.
And have you taken a few minutes to type that up and send it off to Nikan?
Nope.
Nona? Okay.
Where do I send it to?
Well, you can send it to, the easiest one is send it to feedback@nikan.com, and just put in the subject line, Vital Balance Story, and then they'll take it and pass it on to whoever's, you know, editing all these and putting them together and that kind of thing. And, you know, I'm not sure what they're collecting them for. I really have no idea, but I do want to add that what I learned this week is that the Vital Balance has now become Nikan's number one nutritional product. It, for years, I mean, I think the last decade, the J. Greenzyme was the number one most popular nutritional product, and now the Vital Balance has kicked that to number two. So, which is terribly, terribly exciting. And, you know, I mean, from my perspective, is that we now, and I, please don't take this the wrong way if you haven't had the success that you're wanting to have, but we now are seeing more and more wellness consultants actually look like wellness consultants. And again, if you're offended at that, I'm sorry, I'm saying it up front, but you know, Winona, you're exactly in the same boat that so many of us were, that we've done so many different things, and we've tried this and tried that, but we didn't really have anything. And now, whether it's the weight or the inches or the mental clarity or the proper elimination and energy level, all those things, if we'll use it the way that Roger Drummer and so many others have encouraged us to use it, first thing in the morning, before we have that cup of coffee, before we do anything else, first thing in the morning, get it in our body as pure as you can, and, you know, not doctoring it with a bunch of things. Get it into the body and let it do its trick. And the people that are doing that, I haven't had anybody come back and say, well, I did that for 10 days straight and it didn't do anything. That's, nobody is coming back and saying that. The people that are actually utilizing it properly are getting fantastic results. Absolutely fantastic.
And Vance, it is by far the best tasting shake powder I have ever tried, and I've tried lots of them, it is, it's, I mean, to have all the good stuff that's in it, it's a fantastic taste, and not gritty, and, it's great. It's one of the best products, I think, that, Nikan has put out. And I'd just like to say a quick thing about, can I, about, slip in something about Jade Beans? I'm saying this to
you,
Bob.
You can.
Ever since that product came out, and you just talked about putting it under your tongue and your little kids lining up in the morning to get their daily dose, I have been using it. I had for years previous to that, years since childhood, I was prone to bronchitis. And a sinus infection, had to have sinus surgery, maybe think like 15, 20 years ago in my right sinus. When the Jades came out, I started taking them. I have not, I stopped having bronchitis yearly, stopped having sinus attacks, except for one time, and that was last year at this time. And you know why I had a sinus attack?
Why?
I ran out of my J's. And so for 3 weeks that I didn't have J's, 2 or 3 weeks that I didn't have any J's. I came out down with such a horrible, and it was so rapidly advancing, sinus infection. We were over at our camp on Lake Winnipesaukee. We came home and we stopped in at the urgent care. On the way home, I was that sick. So I had to go on an antibiotic for that, cleared it up. I will never, ever be without my J's again. I always make sure I have an extra extra bottle in the house.
Well, and that's the beauty of that. And while we're on the subject of J's, I might well let everybody know that because of the, how do I say this? Because of the, not necessarily that they're compromised, but because of the speculation that, because of what took place, what are we going on 2 years now with the tsunami and the nuclear plant meltdown in Japan? Because of that, Nikken made the decision, and if you didn't get this announcement, that's kind of, some of this stuff is just kind of leaks out there, but, the jade greenzymes are now being grown and harvested in Utah.
Okay.
And
all right.
I don't know why Nikken hasn't put that in print. And there's one, I don't see any cons to it. I see everything is a pro in this one. Number one, it's now being grown and harvested. That impacts the economy of here, us, as ones that are consuming it. Number two, it should definitely cut down on Nikken's expense as far as shipping, because going from Utah to, you know, Southern California is a whole lot less coming from Japan all the way over here as far as the raw material and the packaging and all that. But the
is it still being grown in Time Egg water?
Yeah, still being grown and harvested the same way as it was in Japan. But just, I think, my guess is that Nikken decided, hey, with the speculation and everything going on, even though we had, I think at the time, if I remember correctly, we had over a year's worth of the raw material, and then they still hadn't even harvested that crop, which had not been affected because the winds never even got it. But there's so much still that's some uncertainty. So
yep. It's
now being grown and harvested and processed in Utah, totally 100% organic, just as it was before. You're going to notice, and we haven't received our first shipment yet of the newer, of the new harvest, but there's going to be a slight color and texture variation in what we're used to. Just, be prepared for that. We're still going to get the same benefits. I mean, it's still going to work because of what it is. I mean, if you, not everything is, I could go a billion different directions with this, but, the results are still going to be the same. So that's just trivial information that I learned this week. There was any other questions, comments? I don't want to. Yes, go ahead.
Could you, when you send that email to Roger Drummer and Dave Balzer, could you also send the email about my question about the battle balance?
Yes. Can you, Angela, would you mind forwarding that to me again? Because I already read what they responded and responded to you and thought that was kind of a goofy response.
Right.
And then I deleted it. So can you send that to me again? And I will gladly put that in there and hopefully I'll combine it with, who was it that just asked me that question? Was that Molly? No.
Winona.
I'm sorry. Okay. I was going to say.
It was Winona.
That's right. I kept thinking Jade is what Winona and I were talking about. But no, I understand. Yeah, and I'll combine the two of those and see if we can get some clarification on that.
Yeah, because I was comparing it to the old body balance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not in the old belly bonnet. Mm-hmm. I can't talk.
going to continue to see with Nikan, and we known about this because Dave Balzer shared this a couple years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago now, is that Nikan's going to continually go back to our existing products, our existing solutions, and overhaul them or revamp them to make them better so we're that much further ahead of anybody else there out there with any type of competitive product. The waterfall is a perfect example. The MagFlex is another example. They didn't have to upgrade either one of those. I mean, the waterfall, yes, because there are too many cheap knockoffs. But with the MagFlex, I mean, we increased the price of $7, our cost, and that was the same price we had for 20 years. And we introduced the new version with the DynaFlex technology, and it runs circles around the old. And we're seeing results even faster than we ever did before. So this new prototype that was sent to a variety of different people, some of us received it just this week, others, I talked to one gentleman and he had it for quite a while longer and used it and said, hey, yeah, no, it was great, but I didn't see that much. And so he in turn shared it with a friend. And I believe that's most of us should have received that email from Dave Johnson. And if you're not getting these emails from Dave Johnson, then you need to check your format, or I think that's what it's called, to make sure you're getting the emails from your upline. And if you don't like it, you have the choice to delete it. But if you don't get these emails from your upline, then you're missing out on information like this, because what's fresh, the psoriasis testimony that was sent down, absolutely phenomenal with the new shower head. Gallon, it was 3 weeks after dealing with psoriasis for 20 years, more than 20 years, and you can see the pictures. But then again, that's an email that Dave Johnson sent down. But he put in there, regarding this prototype, sorry, I'm beating around the bush here, but he put in there the story of this gentleman who has used a variety of different Nikan solutions and used this new one, and just phenomenal. The response back was, you know, first of all, you're not getting this back, period. And this is what happened. I mean, it affected so many different areas of his body. So you can keep guessing. You can, Jerry, if you want to ask me more specific questions, you can. I'm going to be very careful in my word choices, because I'm not going to be getting in trouble for, you know, sharing what this is, how to use it, where to place it, that kind of thing. Just know it's an improvement on something that we already have. And who was it? Barbara Joseph, I think it was, sent me a follow-up email to the email trying to get me to crack under the interrogation pressure. And she said, oh, I get you. I now am going back and read your email again. I had, must be a new type of biaxial body energizer or some type of biaxial unit. No. No. And if I can address that really quick,
it does sound like it's something you wear.
Yeah, it definitely.
You have on you. It's not like a nutritional, but
yeah, no, and see, that's the beauty of it, is because, sleep, water, air, nutrition, those are things in those categories. The sleep you use at night, obviously, or you take a power nap during the day. The air is something that you're using constantly that's in your home. The water, obviously, using constantly, you know, in your home or in with the sports bottle. And then the nutrition, we're taking those as well. The other category that we have to bring back into that conversation or into that acronym of SWAN is daytime energy solutions. Okay, power band technology, that is a definite daytime energy solution. MagSteps, far infrared wraps. So how do we take what we already have and make it better so that we can use it throughout the day or night if we so choose to? How do we take existing solutions that are good And with the biaxial technology, we went from the original Palm Mag, which had 23 moving parts, to the Power Mag, which has 3 moving parts. So you cut down on the susceptibility of something breaking. The biaxial body energizer, way too many moving parts. And by the way, there is a somewhere on the website, there is a instruction manual. Cremora Airs sent me a note saying that there's a, you know, step-by-step process on how to repair it if you don't want to send it off and have somebody else do it, which is what Ron Combs up in the Seattle area is offering to do. But no, this new prototype, folks, I'll just go on record saying it's not a replacement to the biaxial body energizer, okay? Nikan is getting away from anything that has moving parts. We see that with the optimizer, okay? Again, moving parts, great solution, but if we can go and convert to a water system that converts the water to higher alkaline all-in-one, that's the way to go, without moving parts, without the susceptibility of something breaking or requiring electricity. We need to get back more to a natural way to do things, and this new prototype is just absolutely fantastic. I'll go out on a limb and speculate. I'm going to guess under $100, just as a speculation. I don't, just looking at other improvements we've seen, and when they took, let's use the MagFlex for an example. I mean, completely different technology, and the price increased by $7.
Mm-hmm.
So based on what we had and the improvement of this item, then I'm going to say definitely under $100. If it's $150, it'd still be worth it. I mean, for the results we're getting and what it will do and the ease of being able to share it with other people. So does that give you enough to really get excited and jazzed?
Sounds exciting. I can't wait till October.
And we may not be waiting till October to get it, you know.
Oh, really? I thought that was going to be the introduced in at the.
More than likely, that would be my guess. But I'm not in charge of these things, you know. Maybe they'll say, "Hey, based on the response we got from those people who are our beta testers, maybe we're going to release it early and you know, go full tilt." I talked to one gentleman this week, and he said of the feedback that Nikan had received from the original 25 people that they sent it to, there was only one person that came back with a negative response.
Wow.
And it was simply they just felt that, oh, you can't do away with that particular product, or you can't replace that product, because what would we to do, you know? I understand that, because some of us are partial to things the way they used to be, and we don't want to adapt or change or whatever. But I understand that. That's fine. But based on what I've experienced this last week, you know, we're going on my fifth day. It made a believer out of me. I'm just loving it.
So. Now I'm really curious.
And I think I've been careful enough in my word choicing to really get you guys confused.
I know. My mind is wandering.
And that's good. And I think the point needs to be made that we can utilize things like this, because I've been in the same situation where you're at, Jerry, of knowing that there was something coming that was new and exciting, but I didn't know the details, and I didn't really want to know the details. Let's say when my parents were on the product selection committee as a President's Club member, and they were privy to information, and I didn't want to know. And what it did for me was it just reminded me of the opportunity that we have in talking to people of saying, hey, look it, you know, you said to me the other day you're dealing with some back issues. Here's our back solution. And what I've heard and what I've read lately is we're getting a newer solution that takes our existing technology up a notch, and the response that people are giving are saying it's just literally better than sliced bread. I mean, so you can spin it however you want. I think the thing that we need to remind ourselves is right now, in all of those core areas, we do have the solutions, and they are the best if you want to take the time to compare it. You know, going back to vital balance, we don't have these chemicals and this junk in this product that all these other companies are putting in there. This one I looked at last night, not only does it have soy, but it has soy isolate, and then it has whey, and it has whey isolate. And I'm going, okay, and I told our friend, I looked at her and I said, Kathy, I got to go back and do my own homework and research and find out why Nikan chose not to put that in the vital balance. But I think I remembered that when you start breaking that down and saying soy isolate, soy and whey, it's not such a good program to go with. And again, I played dumb. It's easier. I don't want to be the informational guru. And I said, let me do some more research on that. And, cause it's a process. And she's given me enough to beat up on her, you know, when she tells me that she goes through 5 to 6, Diet Cokes a day.
again.
Yeah, exactly. And I told her, I said, hey, if you don't want to listen to me, listen to what McKenna discovered this year when she confronted her teacher, who usually drinks 1 or 2 Diet Cokes a day, and she went online while in the classroom and said, hey, Mr. Luce, do you realize that you're guaranteed to gain 5 pounds or 15 pounds a year just by drinking 1 of those a day? That's a guarantee. This is what our daughter, who's 14 now, confronted her teacher. This is not my research. And Roger Drummer concludes and says the same thing. You drink any diet cola every day, you're guaranteed to put on 15 pounds because of the chemical compound, and the body doesn't know how to respond to that, so it's going to retain or add extra weight to the body. So, anyways, I don't want to keep going on tangents here.
Vance?
Yes, Justine.
Yes, 2 quick questions for you.
Yeah.
I have people who are, you know, okay, one is Tom in a nursing home, and he's diabetic. And he has real bad feet, especially blisters on his feet. Is it best to recommend Mag Strides or Mag Step?
I would go with the Strides.
Okay.
Just because you're getting 2 technologies in one, both the magnetics and the far infrared, and the blisters. That's, you know, and I would even say, hey, look at, why don't you make an investment in a few pair, you know, 4 or 5 pair. 3 would probably get you by a week supply of the cardio sports socks, because that'll greatly help, with all the other things that are going on in the feet, besides the mag strides, you know, with the magnetics and the far infrared. The thing about the cardio socks, and I know some of you are going to get grossed out when I say this, is that because of the structure or the fabric, the way that they're developed, is you can wear them more than one day and wear them a second day before you wash them. And the reason why I suggest this is because the more you wash them, especially if you're putting them in the dryer, the more you're going to break down that structure, the bioceramic fibers. So by getting 2 wears, and again, I know some of you are saying, oh, that's so gross, that's so disgusting, you don't know how bad my feet sweat or how bad my husband's feet smell, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine, then don't get 2 wearings out of them. But it's not going to harm your body to go a second day with them, because you're going to get more life out of the product. And with the cardio socks, the sports socks, I'm sorry, absolutely wonderful in what they do to feet, especially if you're dealing with blisters, just to help put the foot into an environment where it's got fabric on it that's going to succeed. And you said, Justine, that they're in a nursing home?
Yes, he's in a nursing home.
Okay. And is he confined to a bed 24/7?
No, he walks. He's in excruciating agony when he walks.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, the mag strides would definitely be the way to go.
And he doesn't wear shoes or anything. He just wears these like socks with grippers because
yeah.
feet are swollen.
Yeah. Well, they can simply slip these right on in, and they're going to make those socks a little bit heavier. But yeah, I just was talking to somebody this week that bought a pair of them. A gal in Montana who bought them because of her diabetic neuropathy. And she said, I'm really hoping these will do the trick because I did a lot of research and a lot of studying and everything kept coming back to, you know, utilizing magnetic shoe inserts. And I said, well, I can't make any medical claims, but I can tell you a few other people, you know, the results they've had.
And that's what it's back?
This was with the, she bought a pair of the mag stripes.
Oh, stripes. Okay, stripes.
You said you had two questions.
The other one real quick is, I have someone that's going to be going through, chemo and radiation and that, suggesting the water. Is there enough alkaline in the water bottle that she can get by with the water bottle, or does she have to have the water ball?
The water bottle is actually a better way to go if anyone's looking for a higher source of alkaline. The numbers on the stat sheets for both the waterfall and the bottle say that it produces 8.5 to 9.5. No. Okay, that's wrong. Those are safe numbers. The waterfall, yes, that's about where it's going to be. The bottle, however, 10 to 11. And when you look at the color, if you got a set of drops that are full range drops, not the ones that only go up to, like if you go to any pet store or Walmart or and you go to the pet section, you buy the chlorine test kit, which also has the alkalinity drops as well. Those drops only range from 6 to 8. 6 on the acidic side, 8 on the alkaline side. A good set of test drops, which you can get anywhere. Focus on Growth has them, but at the same time, I'm not saying don't order them from Focus on Growth. There's a zillion and one places. Just Google it. Go on the internet and look for water test drops and find a set that'll go all the way from extreme acid up to extreme alkalinity. And those test drops, when you use those for the bottle, you'll see that if you look at the color indication chart, it's somewhere in about a 10 to 11. And so if you're wanting, especially if you're dealing with one of our friends last night, David, he was sharing with the group, he said, oh, I got a great friend who can hook you up with a sports bottle that's totally portable that'll really help your alkalinity. Of course, he's, you know, talking about us, because he was dealing with a major, major acid reflux issue that, really, really bad. And he bought one of the bottles and then he turned around he broke that one, but he bought two more. So he has one both at the office and at home. And, he absolutely loves it. And he already ordered a set of replacement filters. And every time I ask him about it, he said, Vance, I absolutely love it. But here's a guy who also was drinking several Diet Pops a day, and he completely cold turkey went off of that because that was feeding into his acidity. And he said, I just absolutely love the bottle. Absolutely. So always default, or if somebody's looking for higher alkaline, the bottle is the better way to go. The problem is, they're only going to get about 3 to 4 months use if they're actually consuming the water out of it like they should be, because of the amount that you can pump through. So,
right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I remember Dave Balzer saying on the 4 infrared fibers that are in the various fabrics, that it doesn't break down from the washing or drying, but the elasticity of the fibers that make the socks stay on properly, you know, that portion of it would break down. But the ceramic fibers that are in the fabrics aren't affected by the washing and drying.
Oh, really?
And on the MagStride, we also recommend those for people with foot problems because the softer material is less likely to cause an additional blister that they may not recognize and cause a whole other problem.
Yeah, and what I noticed too is when I am a firm believer in the bumps and the mag steps and most of my Japanese version, and I like the big bump. However, when I'm outside or I'm on my feet all day long, or if I know I'm going to be wearing dress shoes, I will flip those over, or I will, you know, put them underneath of a shoe insert. Because if you're putting, for me, it's just a personal preference. So, you know, it's exactly what you're saying, Chris. It does irritate, things, you know.
You know, and on the diabetic neuropathy, issue, we've had two of the patients that we've dealt with when we were using the body energizer. Within 45 minutes, the foot color went from gray to pink.
Oh, wow. Wow. In how many minutes?
In less than an hour, about 45 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
Now the irony of that is one in particular, the dog chewed through the power cable and he couldn't get around to fixing it. He eventually lost his feet.
I shouldn't be laughing, but I'm sorry.
It goes to, you know, hey, it's not about the nail. And, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can only hold its head under for so long.
Butch Terrell used to always say that, you know, all the dog, and he had, I can't remember the name of his dog. His dog chewed through the antenna cable, and we haven't had TV ever since. You know, I just never got around to fixing it.
Well, and the other fellow, you know, it took us the longest to convince him to use it. He said, well, I don't have time. Now, he was in a wheelchair, and he was sitting there watching Bonanza all day long. But, yeah, I said, put it on the floor. On the wheelchair, and he can't get away from it. So the stepson saw it, recognized what was going on, but the old man was really, you know, I love that it's not about the nail clip that you set out. That has become, you know, my fallback answer when I get somebody, for lack of a better phrase, somebody acting stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, it you know, and my neighbor's the same way. I love the guy. We've had a ton of fun the last 2 years, and but he's got major psoriasis, and so I sent him the same email. I actually condensed it into one, both the YouTube link and the pictures of this young gal, and I should probably refer to her by name. What is her name here? Carissa. You know, 20 years. Dealing with psoriasis, and after 5 weeks with the Pymag shower, and all of a sudden it's gone. I mean, her skin is cleared up. What my neighbor does, the amount of drugs he takes on a regular basis to deal with his psoriasis, to deal with his arthritis. He has major sleep issues. I gave him a rollout the other day. He giggled and laughed all the way through it, and, you know, I mean, I'm just going. And so, but yesterday I explained to him that, you know, Tom, it's okay if you want to continue taking medication. That's fine. He said, well, it works for me. And I said, well, the only downside is you're destroying your liver. He said, but that's the liver's job, right? I said, yeah, but you're destroying it. And so it's okay. It's okay. I mean, that's the opposite of somebody like Melissa who shared this morning, you know, Benke, that I was searching the world over for something, and I knew that's what I needed to do. It's a little bit different.
So that's why he keeps pouring oil into the engine and just changing the filter out once in a while, is because the job of the filter is to clean that all out.
Yeah, Christy, unfortunately, you and I could do this all day long. Yeah. So other than Chris and Vance and, you know, having comedy session here, are there any other questions or comments that, and again, I really appreciate the patience. All of you have the patience of Job. Well, other than Jerry, who would want to take a stab in the dark and ask me about this new prototype. And I didn't put out the email out this week to get a response from people. I just wanted you guys to be in the informational loop that we're going to see continually things like this. Take what we had, make it better. The price may increase, the price may decrease, either way, but it's going to be better. And here's the thing that I think that we need to remember as well is that this isn't about getting us to go buy a whole new item to replace what we had, even if it worked great. And again, I'll yield back to the MagFlex, for example. We don't have to run out and buy all new MagFlexes to replace the KinkoFlexes that we had in our possession. But if the item is no longer going to be available, now we can upgrade to the newer one, and the KinkoFlexes that we had in our house were so old and nasty and worn out, that it was very embarrassing to say, oh yeah, we've got a great, back solution for you. Let me go, oh no, wait a second. Actually, I think I lost mine. I would quickly downplay it. And because it was embarrassing to allow other people to see what I was using. Well, now that's not an issue. We always have a couple on hand of the MagFlex. And that way, if I need to hand it to somebody and they want to borrow it for a couple days, I mean, I know it's going to work. I'm not loaning them to see if it's going to work for them. I know it's going to work. But to have an upgraded, newer item of something that's existing is just absolutely fantastic. And that's my main reason. So, and I think that all of us need to really, really get jazzed about where they're going with this, because it is just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Vance?
Yes.
I had a comment this past week, which I think is a gem. When I was talking about Nikan, they said, oh, Gene, if this stuff worked, everybody in the world is using it. Your stuff can't possibly work. And I thought, well, that was an insult and a compliment all at once.
Oh, that is classic. Absolutely classic.
Just the smart people know that it works.
Yeah, well, and again, looking back over, how did this gentleman share the email that I'm looking at from Dave Johnson? And he said, Nikan is going to want to wildly increase production. And here's a guy, first of all, I'm not giving them back ever. I need another. Never want to be away from these. Noticed immediate increase in mental awareness. Felt very open eyes, very energetic. And more cheerful, more joyful. Hey, for those of you who are still on the line, let me just share with you, I think you'll like to hear the rest of that story, and I'm going to be very, very careful in reading this to you so I don't give it away. First reaction with this gentleman, and I got this directly from the source. This was one of the guys who gave this item to a friend, so he could try it, and this guy has been using, and I'm looking down the email, a series of different Nikan solutions for many, many years. First reaction was that I could feel the energy through my entire body. Day two, noticed I was standing upright like a U.S. Marine. Now, for a guy with serious back issues who's used Nikan back magnets for years, all three versions, that's amazing. Feet is tucked in, my hips are forward, shoulders fully back, and I'm not trying to stand that way at all. In fact, without this, I can't because I'm in too much pain. Day three and beyond, noticed immediate increase in mental awareness. That's when we talked about very open eyes, energetic, and more cheerful. He said, conclusion, when final slightly improved, or I'm not sure what he means by that, but when... conclusion is that Nikan is going to want to wildly increase production based on the fact that he's speculating they probably don't have enough of this item ready to go right now. And we've seen that in the past too. But I think they're going to have plenty when they do, in fact, release it, because I don't foresee that it's going to be that difficult to produce mass amounts of these things at all.
Hey Vance, when you mentioned standing more erect, it made me think of, yeah, Sister Margarita standing behind him from the Catholic school, smacking him every time he slouches. So they bottled Sister Maragosa with it and sent it over.
Oh, you're too funny. You're too funny. Okay, gang. Well, I've got other people, but thank you, all of you, Chris and Jean and Winona and Angelique and Justine, and if I missed anybody else, for contributing to the live Q&A portion of this. And if there's anything that I can do, don't hesitate to give me a holler. 503-695-5683 is our home phone. And most of you should have our email already if it's not something time sensitive. Let's have a great last week of the month. And I look forward to serving you in any way I can. So talk to you guys soon. Yes.
Real quickly, I appreciate you appreciating our patience. You just didn't realize I was already packing the Honda up. I'm going to sit on your porch like a paparazzi and get pictures of this thing.
No, I've been very, very creative in hiding. I have disclosed it to a couple people and said, you know, I'm not supposed to show you this. And they immediately perked up. These are friends of ours who, you know, use things over the years. And they say, wow, when will it be available? I said, I don't know. Oh. Anyway.
It's fun.
Yeah. Okay, gang, I need to scoot. So have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye, Vance.